recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
Today's Homily Highlight from Monsignor Syak, pastor at Christ the King Church in Milwaukee.
Our family moved to Oregon. We moved to the outskirts of Corvallis. We know we are from California. We were beach people from San Diego. And we moved into this place eventually just outside of Corvallis on a couple acres. And we had some animals. And like a lot of folks in the late 70s and early 80s, my parents had this great idea. We will heat the house with a wood stove. Anybody remember that? Yeah, that's an experience. And we would just pray when we got up in the morning that there were still coals left over from the night before to get the next fire going, because we usually burned oak, which burns well, but it kind of takes some to get it going because it's kind of heavier wood. And of course we had our wood pile out back, and we didn't have a shed or anything, and so we'd cover it with black plastic. But you know how it is in Oregon in the wintertime. And so my brother Jim came up with the term that we used for our wood. We called it the best pond dried wood you could find. And so often it was just so hard to get this wood going. It was wet, soggy, and it made all of us to this day, we don't take for granted that the house is warm. We know what that requires. And so you think of that image of that kind of soggy wood that's not burning very well. Now Jesus today says, I have come to cast fire upon the earth. Now fire can be terrifying and destructive. Anybody who's had their house burn or fought forest fires understands that. But fire also is required for life. It nurtures life. It can cauterize an open wound. It can purify and refine. It can take raw ore and turn it into precious metal. It can take iron and make steel with it. And so what our Lord is it's coming to cast this fire upon the earth. And we have to remember, too, that St. John the Baptist, when he was announcing the Messiah, he said that the Messiah will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And at Pentecost, what happens? The Holy Spirit descends upon them as tongues of fire. Jesus has come to cast a fire upon the earth. And what is this fire? It's the fire of his love. It's not something that you can perceive with our human senses, but it's the fire of his love. It's the very nature of who God is as love. And he wants to cast that fire upon us. By this fire, the world was created. We were created. And the Lord wants to do a little bit of that with each one of us, with his fire, to cauterize, to heal, to refine, to set ablaze. We're made to burn with divine love. That's the call of every human being, is to burn with the love of God. But something has to happen for this fire to be unleashed, and Jesus talks about it. He says, I have a baptism to receive, and what anguish I feel until it is accomplished. What is his baptism? It's his passion and death. And why would that unleash the fire into the world? Because the cross, our Lord's crucifixion, is the revelation of God as love. It's through the cross that the divine nature, God's own life of love, pours into the world and into us. Jesus must receive the baptism of his passion. So by this same fire, we were redeemed. By freely laying down his life for us, by allowing his sacred heart to be pierced by that lance, the fire in his heart could engulf ours. You know, Pope Benedict XVI, he said something very deep about this. He said that the fire is Christ's own passion of love. And I'll quote our late Holy Father there. He said, it's a fire that is to be handed on. Whoever comes close to him, Jesus, whoever comes close to him must be prepared to be burned. This is a fire that makes things bright and pure and free and grand. Being a Christian, then, is daring to entrust oneself to this burning fire. Now, we can know about that. There can be our Lord with the invitation. We can be conflicted about that, can't we? Yes, Lord, I want to taste the exhilaration of your love. I want to burn with your fire to be healed and fully alive. I'm not sure about surrendering the control of my life. or maybe laboring under the burden of being lukewarm, which is sometimes even worse than being rebellious against God, to where it's like, it's good enough, check some boxes, don't engage too deeply. Right? What does the Lord say in the book of Revelation about lukewarmness? I will vomit you from my mouth. And the worst thing of all would be missing out on the whole point of why we were created and why we're redeemed. The worst thing in the whole world is not to know the love of Jesus Christ. So, but we can be conflicted about bringing that the Lord's passion into our own hearts, because it's going to do those things. It's going to burn. It's going to heal. It's going to cauterize. It's going to purify. It's going to refine. It's going to set us on fire. And if we think about it deep down, we do want this, because this fire will terrify the demons who harass us. It will destroy sin and evil in our lives. It will nurture our true self, the person the Lord has created and redeemed us to be, purify and refine our weaknesses so that they become vessels of grace, forge us into saints. So we need his fire. You know, so many of us have already dealt with so much in life. And as Christians, we're called to live a life that is totally beyond us, totally beyond our capacity. We need this fire to forge us from cold iron into the steel of holiness. We were made to burn with this love. Jesus will not allow us, he will not consent to leaving us being self-indulgent, cold, damp, lukewarm, in mediocrity, like that soggy piece of oak, that pond-dried oak. Why? Because he loves us. He will do everything, every moment of our lives, to set us ablaze. Christ comes, and he just told us this, Christ comes to divide us from whatever divides us from him. And if we do not allow the Lord to purify us, and we remain obstinate in our refusal to his love, then what happens to that love? It becomes a punishing fire. That's hell, because God is always himself. But for the one who's definitively turned away from that love, experiences God's love as punishment. That's the punishment of the damned. But while we are alive, there's time. And even if we stumble out in the cold, even if we mess things up, we screw it up over and over again, even if we can't even desire what is good, our Lord can still find us. He can still warm our hearts. You just think of that beautiful image of the Sacred Heart, where Jesus is there with his heart on fire, and he's beckoning us. This is where we are supposed to abide. This is where we're supposed to live. And so how do we do that? How do we lean into that fire to make things bright and pure and free and grand? Well, there's several ways, but let me offer just three, all right? First, prayer. Ask Jesus to set your heart ablaze. This comes, he asks him for the Holy Spirit, the very life of God himself. Ask him, set me ablaze, and to pray in honesty and authenticity. Pray from the place, no matter that place where we feel distant, rebellious, lukewarm, whatever it is. Number two, read the saints. Why? Because the saints show us over and over and over again what happens to a life when they are set on fire. And reading them, it gives me such hope for myself, especially when you read about saints that didn't start out that way. In fact, none of them did. But to see what that fire does in a life, you see it happen over and over and over again down through the ages. Those are the great cloud of witnesses that the letter of the Hebrews just talked about, who persevere in running the race that lies before us, keeping their eyes fixed on Jesus. And the third thing is what we're doing right now, Mass. And the suggestion here is pray the Mass. Not to come to Mass just to check the box, put your feet up, be entertained, but to pray the Mass, to involve ourselves in the Mass, in our responses, in our hearts, in our voices, because this is the place where that fire comes into the earth. This is where heaven and earth are united, and if we have the eyes to see in faith, we'd see this whole church on fire with divine love. Because in the sacrifice of the Mass is Calvary. Every time we're brought to Calvary. Every time we come to the fire of Christ's own love, and then from there to receive him in Holy Communion, of swallowing and consuming his real presence, which sets us on fire. And that can be the place to ask him, Jesus, set me on fire. So being penetrated and engulfed in the fire of his love is what earthly life is all about, is to prepare us for heaven, because that's what heaven is to live in the fire of God's love. And Jesus is so loving and so powerful and so present here now that he can bring his passion into us to purify, to cauterize, to dry us out, and to set us ablaze, forging us into saints. He wants that fire to fall on me and on you. And so let's ask him.
And that is today's homily highlight from Monsignor John Syak. He is the pastor at Christ the King Catholic Church in Milwaukee. Now, if you want to listen to parts of that again or you missed some of it, please go to our website, materdayradio.com. That podcast, or that homily, is going to be made into a podcast, and you'll also access all of our great locally produced shows and podcasts on the Hail Mary Media app.